This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Producing today, Kevin Flynn. Manny's answering the phones, engineering things, keeping us on time. All of those fun things today on the program. We are covering what's happening at the LAND conference that's going on in Bismarck at the Quality Inn there, the old Comfort Inn in Bismarck. Talking to a number of the folks from there. We also are going to chat with Lynn Helms before the end of the program. And, of course, your calls, questions, comments on any and all issues certainly welcome as well, as they always are, by calling us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. It's the toll-free telephone number. Locally, 258-0550. You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. A couple of things we're digging into here in the way of stories. One, you know, this weekend is a March on Washington led by some very, very left-wing Planned Parenthood-type leftist radicals that is co-opting children from high schools around the country to march in favor of gun control. You know, the biggest march on Washington every year is the March for Life. That's on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. So they're playing on that, and of course it's Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood hates the idea that kids show up in Washington, D.C. to defend innocent life. Hate it. So they've managed to put a bunch of different leftist groups together and get this March for Our Lives rally going on Washington this coming weekend. We've learned that there are students from Minot and Bismarck High Schools that are planning marches here to coincide with the march in Washington, D.C. Digging into that a little bit, and we'll tell you more about it. The biggest thing that I want folks to realize is that these students are being used as pawns in something much bigger than, you know, hey, we want safer schools. Don't forget, Eric Holder, the attorney general for Barack Obama, said, and I quote, when it comes to gun control, we need to get the curriculum in the schools and brainwash these kids. So I'm a little cautious. I'm watching this. Also, there is a story about quick action by a University of Mary student that led police to arrest a 22-year-old who made comments about harming his family. In fact, I think the term was killing his family. Burleigh County Sheriff's Department says the campus security called them about a student, Rashib Kumar, who had made threats against his family to another student. When they got out of class, he made statements he was going to kill his father and brother, according to Burleigh County Sheriff Deputy Dustin Olson. Deputies say that Kumar said it would be easier, make his life easier, rather, if he did it. And when deputies went to his home, he and his father were arguing. Olson said no weapons were found at the home, and that he did, in fact, admit to the comments he made to the student at the University of Mary. Was arrested for terrorizing. KFIRE TV reporting all of that. Good for the University of Mary student for saying, I heard something, I'm going to say something. That is the playbook, folks, right there. That saves Parkland, Florida, and other cases like it. So, very important. Last text before I go to our next guest to talk about land. This texter is requesting prayers. Prayers for the ranchers east and north in North Dakota, the ones by the Rame area that need moisture, but they are not looking. They're now looking at a foot of wet snow hitting newborn calves. Even the National Weather Service says life-threatening for newborn livestock. This is serious for a lot of the state. Thank you. Well, we'll certainly do that. And thanks for the reminder. Welcome to the program, Dennis Miller. Now, another member of the leadership of the LAND organization. We've been talking to them. Their conference is underway today at the Quality Inn in Bismarck. Dennis, how are you doing?
Very good. It's always good to be with my fellow LAND members and learning about property rights. And Thank you, Scott, for your program. I think it's very good. I was listening as you talked about Planned Parenthood, and I remember seeing a United Nations report, and the topic of this report was that we need to change how people view private ownership of property, and the top signatory on that document was Planned Parenthood. So I don't think they've got our best interest in mind.
Not at all. And the unholy alliance, and I mean unholy alliance of groups and the things they're after, is something we need to be wary of for sure. You know, what you do and your fellow land board members is really important, because I think so many people just take this stuff for as it is what it is, rather than take it on. Talk about your own personal story that led you to be part of this group, and why you're battling on this front, Dennis.
Well, I got involved in land. I think I was a member almost from the beginning in 1989. And the weather, if you remember, in 93, our weather changed. And from in our area where I live, it changed from we would be praying for rain in July to after 1993, we were praying for rain to stop. And anyway, when I tried to manage the water on my own property, I was prohibited by both the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Regulations and NRCS, or Natural Resources Conservation Service, regulations. And as, you know, technology has grown, farmers have the ability with new technology to manage the water on our property and avoid being subject to all these natural disasters. And, you know, our hearts go out to these snowstorms for the cattle. But, you know, when we have a natural disaster like a flood in our land, it's a multi-year recovery process. And farmers don't want to be dependent upon the benevolency of the taxpayer to survive. We want to be able to help ourselves. We have the technology to be able to help ourselves, and the regulations of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and NRCS are prohibiting us from, you know, responding to the change in the weather that happened in 93.
Talk about this conference a little bit, Dennis, and specifically what gives you hope, you know, this year, where we stand right now, and the things you're discussing there. What is there the most energy around some fixes for these issues you've battled for years?
Well, main speaker this year will be Tony Francios from, I think that's how you say his name, from Pacific Legal Foundation, their property rights group, and he's going to be sort of hopefully giving us some information that can point us in a direction of possibly getting some relief for the 11,500 U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements. They claim to be perpetual, and hopefully we can get some direction as to how we can deal with those. U.S. Fish and Wildlife, through the Department of Interior, testified in court that they only control a specified acreage on each of these 11,500 easements. But when we go to try to deal with them, the Fish and Wildlife Service, they say, no, we control the whole quarter section or deeded parcel of land. And whereas they testified in court that they only control the specified acreage. And this would be a great boon to the farm economy if we could get Fish and Wildlife to abide by their own testimony and control only the specified acreage and the easement. The other issue is, the conservation issue. NRCS has, the authority to manage the, drainage on our land. And with these wet years and especially with these late snows, if you've got a tree belt on your farm and you catch late snow, it affects your property in a negative way because you've got this wet spot caused by the shelter of the trees catching snow, and it affects your land all year. Well, some of these federal organizations are their own worst enemy because instead of trees being our friend and benefit, which they are, trees turn into our enemy. And so because of the inelasticity of their regulations, farmers, in order to survive, are doing things that it takes them to survive, which means getting rid of the impediment of snow, of blockages and whatever.
Very, very good stuff. I tell you what, folks, a lot of patriots that have aligned with the vision of the Founding Fathers gathered today in Bismarck to get back to common sense. Glad you're doing what you're doing. Dennis, thanks for the time today and appreciate you joining us.
You're very welcome, Scott, and thank you. I appreciate your efforts very much.
We'll stay on it, that's for sure. More coming up from the Land Conference on What's on Your Mind after this.
I'm with Vince at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're looking at saunas today, and I tell you what, these saunas are flying out the door. What's going on?
Yeah, I think as we're waking up to the realization that this is pretty doggone good for you. The University of Finland, for example, just did a 20-year study on men that use the sauna four times a week, reduced their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. Mayo Clinic's all over this. Not to mention your other great wellness attributes of a sauna, like increased circulation, sweating out toxins, lowering blood pressure, losing weight, burning calories, all those great things that a little box of wood with a heater does it.
Use it year-round, easy to set up?
You will use it year-round because it's an addicting thing. Because it releases the natural endorphins, you get that kind of runner's high. You want to use it every day, and you will use it every day, and you'll be better because of it.
Great financing, great savings. In fact, you use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the saunas, on the patio furniture, on the endless pool fitness system. And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck 2.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ah.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Lots of gratitude to you, our fine listeners, for that. Thank you very much. We appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we do. Thanks so much for doing what you do in being a part of this great program. Our fine sponsors include our friends at Pipers, by the way. And if you don't have a catalog from Pipers, I'd suggest you give them a ring. Grab a pen. I'll give you a number in a moment. Their catalogs are great. Keeps you on tap with everything they have planned. And they have a lot going on. Their number, 877. Got that pen yet? 877-700-4099 is the toll-free telephone number at Pipers. And I'll give you a couple just to whet your appetite on what they have coming. Land auctions, equipment auctions, always a lot going on. Eddy County coming up on Monday, about 470 acres. Stutzman County next Tuesday, 1,800 acres. How about that? You can buy some acreage in Jamestown, Stutzman County on Tuesday, and then head to Fargo and hear the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. Don't forget that's Tuesday. Yeah, and they have a machinery auction coming up actually at next Thursday at the Auction Center of North America in Steele. Check out the lineup online, Pipers.com, or again, give them a call. Pipers.com is that number. 800-228-0550 is our number. Levi Otis is here from Ellingson Companies. Ellingson, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, bringing you coverage of the land gathering today in Bismarck. And we certainly have a pretty good run-through of the conversation that's happening there today. And Levi, thanks for the time.
I've got, hey Scott, thank you. I've got some friends / customers over in that Stutzman County area that are eyeing up that land. If it goes cheap enough, they're going to tile it. So I don't want you to be advertising Pipers too much.
Well, we'll just hope whoever buys it tiles it, right? I mean,
that's right. Just buy it and tile it.
Buy it and tile it. Yeah, I think we have a new slogan on our hands here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hearing a lot of buzz about the keynote speaker from the Pacific Legal Foundation that'll be speaking here in just a little bit, actually, 10:30 to the land folks that are gathered there. What do you expect to hear from him? What's the message going to be?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the Pacific Legal Foundation. It was something that I had only really known the tip of the iceberg. And last night we had a nice meal and you know, they basically work off of donations and they go out and help people. And North Dakota is a great place where people need help, with fish and wildlife easements, U.S. fish and wildlife easements that, you know, their grandparents signed up and are, for instance, are having trouble getting maybe a map or a wetland delineated so they know exactly where those easements are and have the lack of ability to improve that ground. So I think what he is going to say today is give a checklist of things that landowners and producers in North Dakota that have U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements, what they should look for in holes in those easements, and then anything that they can do to work with U.S. Fish and Wildlife or at least get their attention without going to jail.
Yeah, without going to jail. Isn't it something that has to come to that? You were up in Devil's Lake when Fish and Wildlife officials took questions from the audience. That was a pretty amazing day. Do you sense that U.S. Fish and Wildlife gets that there is a fix necessary here? I mean, are they awakened to the fact that, okay, we've got some issues here in North Dakota that need to be dealt with and need to be fixed by Congress or whoever?
Yes and no. I believe all people are good, no matter what side of a issue they're on. I do have a problem with the fact that they are law enforcement officers that are being asked or that are doing the jobs of maybe biologists. I also think that they're very aware that our Congressman Kramer has a really strong relationship with their boss, Ryan Pinky, right, the head of Interior. So I personally believe that the things that are going on now with some of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife officers working with landowners, is it a coincidence that Kevin Cramer is friends with Ryan Zinke, or is are times changing and they're saying, hey, you know, we don't need to be so in your face treating you like a criminal. I would like to say that it's a coincidence and people are changing, but time will tell.
And where do you see the most momentum as far as landowners, as far as private property rights having a fighting chance coming back a little bit? Obviously, you got a new administration. Obviously, you hope some of those relationships you're talking about between Congressman Cramer and cabinet members will pay off. But short of that, where are you? What I mean, the folks you're talking to, the farmers and ranchers you're visiting with there, where is the most momentum right now, Levi?
I think it's getting their easements mapped out where they exactly are, so that they can have some understanding on what ground can be improved and what can't. I think everybody has resigned to the idea that the easements are never going away, but if they can improve the ground around the easements, right, they can get more production out of that ground. And that's why they're farmers. They're there to produce food. They're not there. And unfortunately, with this U.S. Fish and Wildlife ground, it's more for raising ducks and salt than it is producing food for a hungry world. So,
your
question, it's to get the maps.
And we're pretty unique here. That's something that folks might not, and you know, sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. In this case, kind of hard to get people's attention when this is really a North Dakota problem, more than anything, and pretty unique, and even a little bit regionally on some of these perpetual easements, right?
Oh, absolutely. Colin Peterson told me one time, I was in his office, he said, how many of your customers are neighbors? I said, a lot. How many like each other? A lot. How many hate each other? I said, a lot. He said, that's no different than Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana. All those states that are producing food are in competition with Western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. Those congressmen are not going to help North Dakota be handcuffed because Grandpa signed up an easement when he thought it was just signing up water and it's a whole tract of land. So those are the kinds of things we face.
There's not a lot of motivation. They may recognize, hey, you got a raw deal there, but tough bounce. Yeah, I got my issues too. Yeah, I hear you.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Iowa does not want North Dakota growing 300 bushel corn.
and by the way, the return on investment from the water management that Ellingson Companies offers and the additional yields of things that can happen are real. So I encourage you to call them and take advantage of some of the things that are happening right now. And they're also fighting for you to fix a lot of this regulatory mess, which is pretty darn important as well. Today being a prime example with the land conference. Quality in right now. Still time to take it in. They go through this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Thanks, Levi.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for being a voice for the landowners of North Dakota.
Private property rights are important, folks. The founding fathers thought so, and I do too. We'll take a break, come back with more. Lynn Helms when we come back for an update on the latest numbers in oil and gas production. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Check them out online at secureenergyfuture.org, and you're going to learn a bunch, including a little history on clean, beautiful coal in North Dakota. That's right. They got a nice little story about the history up there, a link there. There's all kinds of things you'll find, including ways to take action, get the latest news, not fake news, the real deal, and learn more about homegrown energy, which is really power you can depend on. Affordable, reliable energy for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota now into the future. I have a fun little video, too, on there that really explains how this works. So it's a good educational piece. You'll like it. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Let's talk a little bit about oil and gas production and where we're at in North Dakota. With the latest numbers are out for earlier this year. And they were off just a tish, basically a flat. Lynn Helms, director of the Department of Mineral Resources, here to tell us a little bit about that on the program today. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great. Thank you. Very optimistic on this beautiful March day in 2018. Just got back from meeting with 9 different CEOs in Denver that are in the top 25 producers in North Dakota. A month ago, I was in Houston, met with 12 of them, so that's 21 out of 25, and a lot of optimism out there. Not planning a big boom, but planning some growth.
Yeah, that is you know, when you hear the people that actually have to decide how many billions do you spend, say positive things, look optimistically to the future, then you certainly want to, you got to sort of take a step back and say that's a really good thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate so much, you know, having meeting and knowing these fellas. I can get a lot done with a phone call that if I hadn't met them and visited with them, I might have to use a lawyer to, nothing against lawyers, but I can get more done with a phone call than with an attorney. So.
Yeah, good point. Just wanted to pass on some sad news that we just learned. Isaac Kramer, the 35-year-old son of Kevin and Chris Kramer, has been in a battle that has been well-known in the news over the last number of weeks. Most recently, we heard that he was at Mayo Clinic trying to get healthy enough to get a transplant, and we just learned this morning that Isaac passed away. So I just learned that.
Sorry to hear that, yes.
Yeah. Just heard that moments ago, but did want to pass that along to all of our listeners. Congressman Cramer, of course, with us yesterday on the program, and he did indicate yesterday that things had taken a turn for the worst. He's told to set off the air and headed back to Rochester yesterday afternoon. But now we learned just moments ago that Isaac has passed away. And a note I got from Chris Cramer said, Isaac went to be with Jesus this morning. He is joyful now. So our prayers now certainly for the Cramer family and the comfort of their loss at this point in time. So
yes,
just wanted to pass that along today. So you know the news that we know, learned just moments ago. Okay, Len, so let's go back to your visit to folks in Denver. What is what they told you mean? What will that translate to, do you think?
Well, it's going to translate to more drilling activity, some real demand for hydraulic fracturing services, a lot of efficiencies. I saw people with a glint in their eye talking about some of the new technologies. You know, up to this point, folks have gotten a lot better at drilling and hydraulic fracturing, but they're talking about squeezing another 20-25% the efficiency into the drilling operation, and actually going back to maybe fewer hydraulic fracturing stages, but tuned exactly to the rock. They've got some new tools that they run behind the drill bit that can actually measure rock properties as they drill, and they're designing frac stages for the sections of the well. So they might have two places that they perforate along that 2 mile lateral and use 200 pounds of frac sand in, per foot in one stage and 2,000 in the next because they're tuning it to the rock. So they're seeing recovery efficiencies climb and a lot of excitement about enhanced oil recovery out there. So this play has some legs under it, and you know, we're in this game for decades. A little thing like and not a little thing, but this slowdown in price and production, clearly nobody liked it, but some great efficiencies coming out of it, and it's not going to stop the Bakken. We still got 20 years of drilling activity and 100 years of production ahead of us.
And you mentioned enhanced oil recovery and progress being made there. I'm not sure any of us understand what that means when you start talking about that progress, realizing you know, significant growth in the additional oil that we're able to get. But talk a little bit about what most excites you in the way of progress on enhanced oil recovery.
I think the most exciting thing is that there's been a lot of laboratory work done, much of it right here in North Dakota by our friends at EERC, and there's been some of that lab work now move out into the field. There are field tests going on in North Dakota. There are actual projects based on that taking place down in Texas where they've been able to take a spacing unit and increase the oil recovery from that spacing unit by 70%. So you put those numbers to the North Dakota math, and you go from a 7 to 10 billion Bakken oil play to a 12 to 20 billion, you know, 12 to 17 billion potential recovery going out in the future. So then, you know, then you don't see production peak and just hold there for 5 years or so and start to decline. It goes up there and you can hold it at a plateau for 10 or 15 years.
And, I mean, again, the potential, the numbers we're going to be talking about when some of that technology takes hold, really hard to get your mind wrapped around it now, isn't it, Len?
Oh, it absolutely is. So, you know, when you look at, we just redid the math, this industry has invested almost $130 billion in North Dakota. That's money that came from outside of North Dakota dominantly and went into the ground here, into jobs and assets and you name it. There's estimated another $350-380 billion potential investment over the next 50 years to bring about the drilling and enhanced oil recovery, and that's going to mean tens of thousands of jobs and new people, you know, new things in the economy. Unfortunately, it is a commodity, so its price is going to be kind of volatile. And but industry has really figured out how to live with that as well.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Texter says, please tell Len a lot of little guys on the ground really appreciate his proactive approach. He'd be surprised how many guys on the rig know his name. He's a living legend. So always nice to hear positive comments, and there's some for you right from the field. Yeah.
It sure is. Somebody I was traveling with was asking the CEOs, they said, so how many states send their head regulator out to find out what you're up to and how you can do it better and how he can do it better? And they said, yeah, there's one. There's one state that does that. So,
yeah, that would be the great state of North Dakota. We love love hearing that. So as far as the price, you've got it now hovering, mid 60, low to mid 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and pretty consistently, and that climb has happened. I mean, I think if you'd asked anybody a year, 18 months ago, hey, would you take the price going up like this? They said, please, bring it on, you know, right? So nobody's jumping up and down saying how awesome it is. On the other hand, it has been nice, steady progress. And is that perfect, really, for kind of what, you know, the sort of Bakken 3.0 from the quick rise before and the pace of development previously with the price where it was? I mean, do you like this pace?
We'd actually like to see the pace pick up a little bit. So if we had oil price another $5 higher, we'd be right in that sweet spot. But the pace of growth and the pace of the price increases has been great. Those price spikes and sudden price drops are just devastating to an industry that has to have a trained workforce and continually be hiring and growing and working. And so the pace of the price increases has been great. We'd still like to see it grow another $5. That's going to put us right in the sweet spot where, folks are paying maybe in the neighborhood of $3 a gallon for gasoline, but oil at $70 stabilizes the rig count and the frac force. And we can just do so many things at those prices in terms of building pipelines and infrastructure and bringing in frac sand and all the things that put people to work.
Questions
and
or comments?
And it'll attract that second tier of investment, Scott, which, you know, we're starting to look now at 80-90% occupation rates in apartment buildings that were built, you know, before the price collapse and were pretty empty there for a few years. We have to attract those investors back because it's time to start building again.
Yeah, I was in Watford City last Friday and heard the reports of 90% occupancy in the apartment, so you're exactly right. Texter, a listener that has texted a question, wants to know, are we going to see the drilling branch out of the Bakken?
We really hope to, and that's one of our important messages. When we have our May conference down here, my job has been to assign my geology researchers to look, okay, where do we want industry to be able to work 5, 7, 10 years from now? We've identified at least a dozen additional shale benches that have the kind of thickness that you see people drilling over there north of Belfield. And so we're doing the geologic research and putting the papers out. One of them, the only one that we have out at this point is for the Red River Formation. We've identified that the source rocks there generated 60 billion barrels of oil, and we've only found and produced 2% of that. So somewhere, between the Montana border and probably Kidder County, there's 59 billion barrels of oil waiting to be tapped. And that's just one of those dozen shale benches. So absolutely, we're going to move this industry beyond the Bakken and Three Forks. And so it's going to continue on for a very long time.
Len Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources with us. We'll finish our conversation with him, talk a little bit about different predictions that are out there. His included a record oil production in 2018 in North Dakota and the timeline on that, largely tied to the weather. And we have another tough round of weather coming that may, in fact, impact oil and gas production in the month of March as well. After this, on What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You hear that, folks? That's the sound of an endless pool fitness system. We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince is with me. This is part hot tub, part treadmill, part endless pool. What is this?
Well, some people call it a swim spa, but endless pools invented stay-in-place aquatic exercise. We call it a fitness system because that's exactly what it is, right? You have the ability to swim against a nice, smooth current. There's a treadmill in the bottom, which I really like. I used to be a runner. Now I can't run as well. So anybody can be a runner in water. Anybody can be a good runner in water, and we will all get in shape. We'll lose weight, do all the wellness activities that we're looking for. Matter of fact, I have a couple customers that have lost over 70 pounds and over 100 pounds respectively. So this is a great little fitness tool that can be in your backyard, in your home, and you will use it every day.
I see the rowing is available.
Yeah, I actually have a guy who's going on a kayaking venture this summer, and he's been talking about how he's using the rowing to get into shape for that. And you can do multiple water exercises.
What kind of price range?
They run from around $15,000 all the way up to over $45,000 with everything in between. So we totally customize it to what your needs would be.
No interest financing available too, of course, so they'll save you money, and they're the pros on it at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to save up to $2,800 on everything you buy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by MyPillow. Well, Todd's pillow, too, and MyPillow. And the nice thing is that MyPillow can be your pillow, and Todd's pillow can be your pillow, too, with a simple promo code of Scott at MyPillow.com or by calling them at 800-506-9028. Simple as this. Body pillow, go-anywhere pillow, travel pillow, MyPillow for pets. I mean, you name it. The MyPillow mattress, the bed, anything. Up to 50% off when you use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. A couple minutes remaining with Lynn Helms, and then we're going to chat with Jim, the flagpole guy. Remember, the weather is coming. Winter weather early Friday morning through Saturday morning, northwest, central North Dakota. Basically, heavy, wet snow, 6 to 12 inches. mainly along and east of the Missouri River. Warmer air in southwest North Dakota will limit the snow totals there. Mostly rain in the far southwest corner, Beach, Bowman, Hettinger. Snow will end Friday night, freezing drizzle lingering into Saturday morning. Here's what it'll mean. Tough travel, heavy snow, gusty winds, near whiteout conditions at times, life-threatening conditions for newborn livestock. It's calving season, so keep those ranchers in your prayers, too. A lot going on. More of our conversation with Lynn Helms. Lynn, I want to talk about record production. Everybody's pretty much predicting the first nice month we're going to have a new high water mark for oil and gas production in North Dakota. When do you think that that's going to come?
Boy, we are excited to have that happen, Scott. And, you know, I really think either May or June, we're going to see a new production record in North Dakota. You know, there's a lot of challenges in getting there, and one of them is our weather, and of course we're sure experiencing that now. You just don't move workover rigs and coiled tubing and frac crews when you have blizzard conditions, but that's soon to be behind us. And once those weight restrictions come off the roads, then, you know, we've got 900 wells waiting there to be hydraulically fractured, and we're looking pretty good in the gas capture area, so there's room to grow production. Yeah, I'm thinking either the May or June production numbers, we should see a new record.
And weather is always a factor. That's certainly going to probably keep March about flat, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, that's our expectation. You know, we were expecting a bigger drop in January. It did drop 7,000 barrels a day. All of that was legacy producing wells. A big power outage came about because of the weather out there, and it took a bunch of legacy conventional vertical wells off. But production held up much better than we thought. They brought on Bakken production to counter that. And so, yeah, we're thinking February, March, pretty flat. We're starting from a really good spot, just under 1.2 million barrels a day. We only got to pick that up about 100,000 barrels a day, and we're setting new records.
Len, appreciate the time. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for your show. And if you love seeing Old Glory fly, if that lifts your heart, get one of those flagpoles. We got
exactly
one in our yard, and we love it.
That's right. Len has one. He's told us that before, and I was just thinking that. I mean, the reason we have the production we do is American ingenuity. It's
absolutely.
This is America and doing what Americans do, and to get oil out of rock sounds like a good reason to fly that flag. Thanks a bunch, Len. Appreciate that. The guy to get you that flag is, of course, Jim, the flagpole guy that is here to tell us a little about 2018 goal, 100 flagpoles to go up. Still plenty of folks to put flagpoles up for at businesses, at homes. And it's time for a little light on liberty. Let's talk liberty. Jim, what's on your mind?
Scott, today, you know, last week we spoke about the first flag, the first fold of the flag, and that was for liberty. And this week we celebrate the second fold of the flag, and that is that the American flag is our belief in eternal life. So and there's so much non-truth going on. There's a battle for the truth, your listeners, and we all understand it, and we can look through to our American flag and the second fold symbolizing that our forefathers felt what we did. The battle for the truth, and it's something that's continual. And, you know, with the belief in eternal life, we turn over the reins to God. The big things we leave to Him after we sincerely in our hearts do all what we do, and that's what we all do here in America. And it's I'm very gracious and thankful. And you know, Scott, when we talk about liberty and we talk about innovation, I got to tell you a quick story. It was, you know, I've listened to you for a while, and Lynn Helms has been on, and I did put a flagpole in for him, and I thought I was going to JR's and Sue Ellen's, you know. And, oh, what a gentleman. I was surprised that when you think big oil, it's not always, you know, the pomp and circumstance. Mr. Lynn Helms is beautiful family and a beautiful little home, and America is surprising in so many beautiful ways. Thank you to everybody and everything for God bless America.
Get those flagpoles up, folks. It's how you say, I love the country I live in. I stand for freedom. I'm for liberty. It's important. 701-571-FLAG is the telephone number. If you've got neighbors, you know, folks you maybe go to coffee with, and hey, you got a flag? No, let's do this. Let's, you know, get the buddy system going wherever you live. Make it easy for Jim to come do a number of flags in one day and make a fun little story. Check it out online if you want. He's got a nice website, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call him at 701-571-FLAG. Thank you, Jim. Good to chat with you as always. Thanks for being such a friend of freedom and defending liberty right here on the program.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Bye. Remember to keep the family of Congressman Kevin Cramer, Kevin and Chris, and their whole extended family in your thoughts and prayers, the loss of their son, Isaac, this morning. The news we shared earlier today. Important that we cover them in prayer at a challenging time, for sure. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.